Yeah. Okay, let's start class. You can pass the assignments up, first of all. If your assignment is not done, well, then you can hand it in late. I will accept papers up to 2 weeks after the due date. So you can hand it in late. There is a grade reduction for late assignments. Everyone ready for this test? This is file number 6. When is it due? You mean the test? There is something I need to tell you about this. Okay, I need to show you something here, but I need to wait until everyone has their test. Oh, thank you. We got enough back there? Everyone has one now? Okay, you need to turn with me now so that you follow me so that I can show you this. Look on page 5. On the matching, right in the middle of the page. Okay, all you have to do is match the God on the right-hand side with the numbers on the left-hand side. But the problem is, see the top two gods, A and B, Hathor and Marduk? Well, the response on the right-hand side, K and L, those are two separate gods. It makes it look like they're one god. It looks like some God on a Babylonian mailbox or something. Hathor K. Ashtaroth or Marduk L. Chemosh. You know, real dignified gods here. But really they're separate. So K is one and L is one. I had students, I gave this to some other students and they said, I don't remember studying a god called Hathor K. Ashtaroth. I mean, something's wrong here. I just don't remember that. That's when I noticed it. And I said, you're right. There is no god called that. And then as far as the fill in the blank or short answer part 3, those are just real simple answers right to the point. No essay. Real simple. 1, 2, or 3 words or whatever. Okay, well, you can start on that. I What's that? Yeah, I did. Why? Huh? You haven't been in Apocalypse Daniel yet. Well, let me read the answers to you. Notice that some of them do vary in the points. Some are only one, some are two, so forth. Well, number one, what country, modern country today, occupies the area of ancient Mesopotamia? C, Iraq. So number one is C. I put that on there because I got it wrong when I took this class, and I thought that. Number two, who were the first important people in the development of the civilization in Mesopotamia? That would be E, the Sumerians. So number two is E, Sumerians. Number three, which of the following responses represents the correct order of the first five world empires? A, Egypt, Assyria, Babylonia, Medo Persia, Greece. So number three is A. Number four, who was the central figure of the old Babylonian period of history? B, Hammurabi. So number four is B, Hammurabi. Number five, in Mesopotamia, what is the correct geographical relationship between Babylonia and Assyria? C, Babylonia south of Assyria. Oh, and I didn't even turn the map around. I do that every time. You weren't tempted to look at that, were you? I can't believe it. Well, anyway. Number six, what areas called China are in the Bible? E, Babylonia. Number six is E. Number seven, under which Babylonian king did the city of Babylon reach its zenith? D, Nebuchadnezzar. So number seven is D. Number eight, what king conquered the city of Babylon in 536? B, Cyrus. Number eight is B. Number nine, what great event took place in Bible history in 536? E, Persia allowed the southern nation of Judah to return to Palestine. So number nine is E. Number 10, which Assyrian kings were responsible for carrying northern Israel away captive? D, Shalmaneser and Sargon. So number 10 is D. Number 11, what ancient city, when excavated, was found to have been occupied by the Hurrians? A, Nuzi. So number 11 is A. Number 12, I really mentioned these things. I did, honor. Cub Scout, honor. Number 12, what is the archaeological significance of the ancient city of Mari? D, letters of correspondence between many rulers in Mesopotamia were found. They frequently mention the Haberu. Number 12 is D. Tel-er-Mari. Huh? Where is the Tel-er-Mari? No, those are for Tel-er-Mari. Oh, the Tel-el-Amarna?
Amarna.
Yeah, those do too. They mention the Haberu too.
Yeah.
Both do. Yeah, and those were also letters of correspondence, but they were letters of correspondence between the Canaanites and the Egyptian pharaoh. That is kind of a close connection there. Number 13, what Persian king helped complete the temple in Jerusalem? B, Darius. 13 is B. Number 14, which of the following kings is the biblical character Ahasuerus? E, Xerxes. So 14 is E. And then 15, Nehemiah was cupbearer to which of these kings? A, Artaxerxes.
A.
Yes, it's A. Number 15 is A. Number 16, what discovery unlocked to the world the treasures of the ancient Babylonian literature? E, the Behistun inscription. So 16 is E. 17, what kind of weather does Egypt have? B, temperate and very dry. So 17 is B. Number 18, what is the approximate size of Egypt? A. A, right. A. So number 18 is A. Number 19, what is the primary geographic feature of Egypt? C, the Nile River. The Nile River. Number 20, what is the approximate length of the Nile River? D, 4,000 miles. So number 20 is D. Number 21, how did almost all the major invasions of Egypt enter the country? B, from the northeast, from the Sinai Peninsula. 21 is B. 22, after the flood, what was the name of the people who later became the Egyptians and other peoples? That would be the Hamites from Ham. Who knows where the Arkites came from? That's just made up. But 22 is A. So easy. Just pick any name you want and just add an ite to the end of it. You've got it. All right. Really. There's some real rascals in your... You're liable to find some heroes and villains in your ancestry. 23. Who is... And incidentally, my name does mean honest in German. That's kind of... Talk about a misnomer when you... Number of members of my family. I don't know how we got that name. I don't. But that's what it really means. 23. Who was the first king to unite Upper and Lower Egypt? C. Menes. 23 is C. 20. See why I didn't want to wait another week? This knowledge just leaks out of your brain in an amazing amount of time. Yeah. All right. 24. What period of Egyptian history is considered the world government of Bible prophecy? E, the New Empire period. So 24 is B. Twenty-five. Whose fame results from the fact that his was the only Egyptian tomb discovered undisturbed? D. Tutankhamun. 25 is D. 26. What structure was erected by Khufu? C. The Great Pyramid. 26 is C.
I thought Khufu was the Great Pyramid.
Well, that might be the name of it, but actually it's the name of the pharaoh that built it. Khufu. Let me look. Well, I don't think so. Actually, I think it's Khafre that erected the Sphinx. I think so.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
And
well,
we'll find out.
Okay. He already did. No, I think the Great Pyramid is erected by... If I'm wrong, you know, I stand corrected on that, but I think it is... Yeah, I think it is Khufu. Who is, I think, the same as Cheops.
Yeah.
They're the same. Right. I don't think I mixed it up, but I may have, so if
but
you...
I think that the Great Pyramid is another name for...
There might be another name for it. I don't know. But if I'm wrong, let me know. If I'm wrong, let me know, and I'll change all the tests. No problem. Number 27, what city was excavated by Naval, who found rows of bricks and so forth? B, Pithom. 27 is B, Pithom. Number 28, what city became the literary and scientific center of the Greek world? E, Alexandria. Alexandria. And number 29, Who ruled Egypt shortly after Alexander the Great? A, the Ptolemies. So that's A. And then part two, matching. Okay, number one is B. Number two is G. Is G, as in good, for number two. Number three is J. Number four is D. Number five is J. And number six is D. Number seven is B. Number eight is D. And number nine is B. Should I read those again? Okay. 1 point for each one of those, but number one is B. Number two is G. Number three is J. Number four is D. Number five is J. Number six is D. Number seven is B. Number eight is B. Number nine is B. Okay. Now, short answer. Just 1 point for everyone that's wrong. Yeah, 1 point for everyone that's wrong. What's that? Well, you got me there. That's a good point, brother. Nothing. He says we're supposed to know the Lord and Him only. Shall have no other gods before me, right? Let me read the answers for part three. Short answer. They're all pretty much straightforward, but if you have a problem, then I'll take a question when I'm done here. Number one, what do we call the method of writing? It's cuneiform. Now, they probably have got it spelled a various number of ways, but if you can see that it's, in the ballpark, if you can see that they basically got it right, they may have spelled it with a K instead of a C or whatever, then go ahead and mark it right. Cuneiform. Number two, what is the name of the terraced mountain? Ziggurat. Which rhymes almost with cigarette. Ziggurat.
How about Zigrotes?
Someone sure made a nice try. Zigrotes? Boy, that is a real hard one to tell. Maybe put the Septuagint. Maybe put a question up at the top of the page there and I'll look at it. Number three, where did Abraham come from? Ur. Number four, what is the Enuma Elish? Right about now, who cares? I'll tell you what it is. It's not a hot dish or anything like that. It's the Babylonian creation account. They may have just written creation account, story of creation, Babylonian fable of gods or something like that. Babylonian fable of gods would be fine, but it's the Babylonian creation account. Now, if they clearly, missed it and didn't get it right, then just mark it wrong. What? Right. Is that what you put? Yearly festival? It is a yearly festival, so if they put that, then that's right, too. It is celebrated once a year. Number five, what Assyrian city did Jonah call a repentance? Nineveh. Number six, what modern nation now occupies the area of ancient Persia? Iran. 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 Number seven, what empire was the cruelest? Assyria. Assyria now. It must have an A on the beginning of it. Number eight, the Egyptians called their land Temeri. What does that mean? It means the beloved land. The beloved land. Yeah. No, it doesn't mean that. No. Yeah. Yes, that's close enough. Yes. The blessed land, that's close enough. The blessed land, the good land, the beloved land, those are all close enough. Number nine, what pharaoh killed King Josiah? Necho. That's spelled N-E-C-H-O, Necho. And number ten, what is the name of the inscription? The Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone. Or just Rosetta. Yes, Leslie. Well, I don't think it's 4,700. I think it's 4,100. Less. If there's no questions, just, count the minus number wrong, hand it back to the owner, and I'd like to have you count up the number wrong. If there are any wrong, count up the number wrong. Yeah. Heading off to this, that really, yeah. Yeah.
On the short answer, on the 3-1, I put the Rand because I thought that he hadn't really left out of opinion yet.
I don't think that would be considered part of actual Mesopotamia. Iran is them.
Yeah.